again. This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 260 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP year since 1946. Now, if you were paying close attention to the opening this morning, you heard me say that this was program 260 in a series of 260 chapters. This is the final broadcast in this series. In a minute, I'll touch on many people and topics we wanted to include but ran out of time. This morning, for the first time in a year, I could see the top of my desk. I could see bookshelves, counter and tabletops. All the remaining resource material gathered for this series has been tucked into accordion files for reference for use perhaps sometime in the future. I have now given back to the child bride her neat and tidy environment, free from heaps and stacks of steno pads, piles of papers, books, manuals, directories, typewriters, and even special lamps to better view some of the faded and yellowed bits of memorabilia. I have shared just a tiny experience of the 25 long years that Frank Fitzsimmons worked to edit his daily program, and sympathy for Maggie for putting up with his copious notes stacked throughout the house, always with the admonition, "Don't touch that. I know what's there and where it is." I had no illusion of attempting to replicate Jimmy Fain's laborious work in publishing the most complete and accurate history ever written about this area. When Art Cooley conned me into doing the series, I mistakenly assumed that I could do most of these programs from memory. But sharing tall tales at the old fogey's breakfast table allows you to be loose with the facts and requires virtually no specificities. I quickly discovered that if I wanted to talk about a man who probably lived longer than any other local man in the past 50 years, I had to dig in and find that Lemuel Trader Dermid did live to be 105 years old, was chairman of the election board for 30 years, and was known as Mr. Democrat. It took me almost 2 weeks of digging in the Register of Deeds office, viewing microfilm in the library, actual interviews with Louise Bailey, Bob Freeman, and many others, to put together the one chapter on Sam Pickard, vice president of CBS Radio, owner of Green Lawn, big promoter of the horse show. In fact, his son managed the show for a number of years. The story of the Barnwell family was made possible only with extensive help from Ann Barnwell Bingham, who lives in San Antonio, Texas. With this program, I have written over 230,000 words in this series, and yet, as I placed the resource material into my file folders, I noted I'd failed to do a chapter on Frank Eubank. And let me say, I'll try to include these missing from this series in the book version I hope to publish sometime this year. I wanted to tell you about Alan Newcomb, who was a roommate of my brother Grady when he attended Weesey-Teesey and was a frequent visitor at our house. Alan was taken prisoner of war in World War II and authored a book, Vacation with Pay. You old-timers will remember Alan as the WBTV Channel 3 weatherman for many, many years. I didn't have time to tell you about Herman Weisberg, who was named Citizen of the Year by the Rotary Club for his work with volunteer fire departments. I only mentioned Dr. Ross Deeds, a rectologist who identified himself as the Rear Admiral, but he deserved a whole chapter just to share with you his hatred of power boats and chainsaws. Sam Siegel, he ran the Carolina Art Gallery and purchased that gigantic mold of the three Tar Heel presidents that sit today in the lobby of City Hall. Sam called himself an honest crook and was a pioneer in the field of art auction businesses. Don Gilmore, who worked with us at WHKP and was an executive director of the United Fund. He could have done stints in the Keystone Cop series with antics like getting his coattail caught in Jimmy Northington's car on Main Street, and when Jim started to pull away, was yanking Gilmore down the street, hopping on one foot for dear life, shouting, "Stop, you fool! Stop this car! I'm hung in the door!" Ab Jackson, who devoted his life to law enforcement, and brought the sheriff's department from the horse and buggy age to one of the most modern law enforcement agencies. Lenore Ray, he was another local historian, second to Sadie Patton, but he was a practical jokester at heart. I remember he arranged the unveiling of his own portrait in the VFW, and when the covering was drawn away, there was Lenore with that ear-to-ear smile, peering out with his face framed by a toilet bowl seat. We didn't include Heather Walker, being chosen as Miss North Carolina, who participated in the Miss America contest. And we left out most of our summer people. Even Al Hope doesn't know that Mr. McElhaney, of the famous Louisiana hot sauce McElhaney's, lives here in the summertime. All of this from the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50.